Hi, my name is Luna, and you're listening to WGXC.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Wave Farm. Have you been having a good day today?
Yes!
Does anybody have something they want to share with our listeners about what you've been doing here today?
No.
No.
No, nothing?
Me.
No.
I want to.
Okay.
When we went to the pond, he saw his frog, she saw her frog, but I saw her frog, and I was trying to paint the pond, but there was not enough time when she said there was lightning going to happen.
Oh, you had to get out. Stop your painting because lightning was coming around?
Yeah, but we didn't see any lightning, more clouds, more rain.
But you started a painting? Started a painting of a frog or the pond, or what were you painting?
I was trying to paint a pond, then the frog, but then I didn't have enough time.
I see.
Hey, you have a different one.
Not me either.
Yeah.
Did you hear any interesting sounds while you were at Wave Farm?
Yes.
Yeah.
It was a frog.
And they sounded kind of weird.
How so?
I can't hear myself.
They sounded like this.
Like
that?
Oh. Yeah. They like sounded weird.
Okay, that's because I'm speaking into the microphone. So, what I was trying to explain, imagine that you have a listener and they're driving in the car, and maybe their child is in the back and they're talking about what they're going to get at the grocery store and they've got the radio on. And it's just kind of like talking on the radio, but then something happens that gets their attention. Maybe it's a whisper. Maybe if you're whispering into the radio, into your microphone, that the people in the car stop and they listen and they realize they have to listen closely.
Imagine I'm talking about a horse and somebody else listens closely and they try to explain it, and if they say it right, I said, "How'd you know that?" Horses have long legs and they have four legs, I think, or six.
What kind of message would you give to your listener? What would you like them to know?
About puppies.
This is the animal show, I can see. What do you need to tell them about puppies?
Puppies like chasing squirrels.
War dogs.
Hey, I'm talking. I'm dead.
Sometimes when dogs bite the ducks and then the bite and then the dog and then the dog goes somewhere and then the dog and then the ducks sneak up to their butt and then they bite their butts.
Oh my goodness.
No, they don't.
Do you have something you want to tell a listener?
Yes.
What is that? Okay, everyone else be quiet. Let's listen.
At Jenny's farm, there was a pretend statue of a donkey with a scarf on and a hat.
Oh my goodness.
It was a sculpture.
That sounds pretty cool.
And I got to ride and I got to take off the hat and the scarf, so it didn't look that funny.
Hey.
Celine, what did the sculpture look like?
Well, that donkey looked like her eyes are very big.
But I've seen that before, I've seen it before.
Did you go past like a big farm with ducks?
No.
But when I was at Savannah's birthday.
You mean it was a birthday farm?
I'm talking. No, there's like a birthday and a baby goose and with their chicks passing.
You mean there was a farm birthday?
No, there was just a birthday and goose had babies and they're like walking across the field when we were doing sword fighting. It was very funny because then all the people were trying to get them and chase them. It was very funny.
What was funny?
About the chicks. It was very funny.
Oh.
I'm hearing that again.
What are you hearing?
I'm hearing that song of the water.
Your voice is very light.
The song of the water. That's a beautiful way of putting it.
My name's Celine W. X.C. Abra.
When we were at our normal camp, we went down to the creek and we saw little frogs and then big frogs. And we tried to catch them and we did.
Nice.
Can I tell you something?
Please.
One day, my dog was chasing a squirrel and then I came outside and then I met a rabbit and then I saw him chase the rabbit but I didn't see she chasing the rabbit.
Oh, was it she or he?
She.
Oh. You know I'm a she and my baby sister is a she.
What would you like to say, Sesame? Do you have a favorite memory from today or another time? What's that? Talk into the mic.
One time I was at the fair and I went on a crazy ride and it was like so scary that I don't think I blinked once.
That sounds pretty exciting.
Do you hear your own voices?
Yes. Okay. Wait, I want to listen to my own.
I heard crickets. I heard frogs. And that's pretty much it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Underwater sounds.
Yep. I heard a screaming.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty much it.
Were you gonna say something?
I heard like a whooshing sound of the water moving.
Mm-hmm.
Hop in the water.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the radio sound waves right now.
Mm-hmm.
Crickets.
Lots of crickets.
And also there was frogs croaking, screaming.
How about some traffic? Do you hear traffic from the road?
Yes. Cars beeping. Yeah.
You know, we have an artwork in here that is about the sound of the road traffic. It's by an artist named Quintron, and it's called Traffic Sacks.
Okay.
And it's this box up here with the knobs, not the orange one, the one on top.
Uh-huh.
I'm gonna bring it up in your headphones so you can hear what I'm talking about. Well, there's the pond.
Ooh.
Just a little bit of the pond for you.
Ooh. Oh my God.
Maybe that was a little cricket.
I'm scared now. Is it gonna scream?
Okay, you hear that?
Yes. It sounds like a mosquito.
It does, but it's actually car noises,
yeah.
Traffic sounds in the
so
distance.
Fast. Wow, that is crazy.
So I'm gonna go over there and pull that curtain back.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. And we're going to see a car come down, and you'll hear it at the same time.
Really?
Ooh.
Oh, I'm scared.
I'm scared.
All right.
I can't see it.
It's summery, so there's a... Oh, did you hear that?
Oh, yeah, I hear that.
It had, like, the
kayak. Yeah, that's so cool.
Wow.
So what the artist Quintron did was he made us this instrument called traffic sax so that we can play with the sound of the traffic. Listen to that.
Oh, wow.
It's kind of cool, right? You have a sound that maybe you don't like, and then instead of just being bothered by it, you can turn it into an instrument and something to perform with.
Uh-huh. Ooh.
So
that is a sound that's being modulated or manipulated
Are there any other backgrounds that we could do?
We could bring in, how about the one from the satellite when you were listening?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you know what? I almost brought us live on the radio doing this. We gotta be doing this.
Uh-oh.
That would have been bad.
Doing a Just Kids being interviewed live, fine. We would be famous.
We're going to be famous.
Yay! So something we like to talk about when we're talking about having people in here and we interview people, that's often what happens on the radio. And sometimes when we're giving workshops, we talk about how to ask questions that reveal good answers or better answers than just one word. So if I were to ask you if you liked the color red, you might just say yes or no, right? And then the conversation would sort of drop. But if I were to ask you, tell me about your favorite color, not just what it is, but why you like it, it would probably result in a longer, more interesting answer. Right? You understand what I mean? Mm-hmm. Can you think of a good question for the radio to ask someone else in the room?
Okay. If your most favorite game in the world was not a vent, would actually magically disappear, how would you react?
I would react.
In like words, like, I want also you to do like how, like a little bit of what you would do when you react.
Well, I'd probably run around the house screaming. And crying.
Can you show that a little bit for us?
Bring the microphone.
You were the person that was talking about, you were concerned for the animals at the pond when we were screaming, right?
Yeah.
That was really a really interesting response. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yeah, like, the certain sounds in their environment. So when something unusual happens like that, they kind of don't know how to react and prepare for that. It makes them scared. In simpler terms, if you were an animal and you're being happy and eating in your natural habitat, and then how would you feel if like lots of people did this?
Okay, that's scary.
Yeah, it would scare you, and you would not know how to react.
Oh.
Maybe the fish is trying to whisper a message to you. What do you think the fish might
what
be trying
that?
To whisper? Does anyone listen to the radio? Do you listen to the radio in the car?
No.
I do.
You do?
Lula.
Do you listen to music in the car?
Did you hear that?
Lula.
What?
Oh my God.
Did you hear that ghost sound?
Yes.
anyone listen to the radio? Why do you ever listen to Silnoween? Is it? Nice job.
Hi, Mom. Hi, Dad.
Hi, Grandpa's. Hi, Aunt. Hi, Grandma's. Hi, Aunt. Hi, Uncle.
Do you hear your voice when you speak into the microphone? Do you hear your voice when you speak into the overhead? I could ask you a question, perhaps.
Okay. I've been here today. I mean, I've been here a long time ago. I got to see outer space.
That's true. The other thing that we like to think about when we're talking into a microphone and we're on the radio is that there are all these people that could be listening. Are you listening to what I'm saying, Lula?
Yeah.
So there are people that might be in their cars and they might be listening. Maybe they're distracted by something. And sometimes a way to get their attention, it isn't by being loud, but it's by whispering. Sometimes if you say, I'm talking to you now, are you listening? The person has to listen really closely, right?
Yeah.
Do you want to try doing that? You want to try a whisper?
Yes.
What are you guys hearing under there?
Water and loud waves.
And fish, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, and frogs.
And frogs, yeah.
I hear tons of frogs.
And lots of bubbles.
I hear something screaming.
Yeah, bubbles. I hear screaming.
It was just like,
On this side, I feel like it's screaming.
Oh, just in your right channel.
Yeah,
right.
Why do... Yeah. Jellyfish.
Now I hear something like banging on here.
Oh, yeah.
Like bamboo.
Maybe
there's
something's.
Gorilla bears.
Maybe a fish is bumping into the microphone in the pond. Maybe that's what you're hearing.
Oh.
Take this as a tip. Do not make any unnatural sounds when you go to a nature reserve or take a hike or any place that could be an animal's natural habitat, like a forest.
I have a question. I want to hear from each of you. What is your favorite sound, guys? Tell me what
the fish in the water and the frogs.
Your favorite sound here is great, but also your favorite sound in the whole wide world. What's your favorite sound?
The water.
Water?
Yes!
Not quite so loud, but the enthusiasm is wonderful.
Listen to the earth.
I'm a big wave.
I'm a bigger wave.
Beautiful job. That was excellent. All right, guys. Well, thank you for visiting the studio.
Okay.
Can you do that for me one more time? It was so beautiful. I want to make sure we're recording it. Try one more time.
Okay.
My name is Ben Dabrowski, and you are listening to WGXXC ICRA 90.7 FM on air, and if you're just tuning in right now, here's something you should know. Take care of the environment.
All right, your message is received and clear.